Ladies and gentlemen, wrestling fans of all ages, welcome to Wrestling Observer Live here on a Wednesday, April 15th, 2026, where we are dead in the middle of WrestleMania week. Of course, the big show, WrestleMania, coming up on Saturday and Sunday, and we can talk about that show later on, or those shows later on. We can also get into some of the happenings from both Monday Night Raw, which we did not cover yesterday, and also NXT from last night on the CW network. In one of the upcoming segments, I will also be joined by wrestling star, producer, promoter, entertainer, Dark Sheik, to talk about some of the upcoming independent shows for WrestleMania week. And as always, we will be here for the next hour. We are here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Andrew Zarian. And Saturday mornings with Jim Valley at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. There will be a AEW Dynamite show with the fallout from AEW Destiny taking place also tonight, and we can talk about the card for that. There's so much stuff coming up this week. Brian Alvarez is on assignment, of course. You can go to figure4online.com/Vegas and get your tickets to a myriad of happenings like watch parties with Dave Meltzer. You can go to Big Vinny V's karaoke bash. There are a Q&A with Dave Meltzer, a live recording of a podcast, the BNV show, and also Wrestling Observer Radio. Those take place Friday at Circa. So like I said, you can go to f4wonline.com/Vegas and find out more information on those events. We will be back after the break with more information on all, well, not all, because there's like 10 million, but a lot of the events upcoming with WWE, AEW, and all of the independents this week. We'll be right back after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, back with you. Filthy Tom Lawler running the show today. Brian Alvarez on, I think he's on a plane, but he's definitely on some sort of assignment, heading here to sunny, beautiful, putrid Las Vegas for WrestleMania this upcoming weekend, and whatever other chicanery he's going to get into before then and after then. But we have wrestling to talk to regardless of his absence, and we have so much of it. So let's get right into a little bit of AEW news. This is for my main man, Dink, in the chat. We have AEW Dynamite tonight coming up on the heels of AEW Destiny. This Dynamite, AEW Spring Breakthrough. Okay. Spring Breakthrough from Everett, Washington. Not exactly where I think of when I think of fun in the sun, but here we are. So this show will take place from Everett. It will be headlined by MJF defending the AEW World Championship just against Darby Allin, who just defeated Andrade El Idolo to earn this title shot this past weekend at Destiny. Everett, Washington, only 20 minutes away from where Darby Allin began his wrestling training with Buddy Wayne. So will MJF retain the title, or will Darby Allin achieve his lifelong destiny of becoming the AEW World Champion right there in what could be considered his hometown? We will see tonight. A lot of people, including Brian Alvarez, expect a title change. So perhaps it will go something along the route of, I would liken it to like when Mick Foley won the title in the late 90s, sort of a feel-good story, somebody you don't expect to be the world champion, at least not fitting the role of the traditional world heavyweight champion, but perhaps they will go with a short title reign, or hey, maybe MJF just keeps that belt and keeps things rolling on top. We also have Willow Nightingale defending her TBS championship against Camille, who made a return to AEW this past weekend. Nightingale now brandishing herself as the comeback killer. So we'll see if she can take out the, I guess, newly minted American Gladiator, who has returned here to AEW with Camille. The Jet, Kevin Knight, won the Casino Gauntlet at Dynasty. He also won the TNT Championship by way of that victory. And he will have a match tonight, a defense right off the bat against Claudio Castagnoli of the Death Riders. Castagnoli, of course, a former CMLL heavyweight champion, amongst many other titles in his career. And also, Rene Paquette will interview Jericho. That is not the only AEW news, as was announced first by the Mercury News. Forbidden Door 2026 will take place in, drumroll please, no, the producer, no, producer Bailey, no drumroll, oh well, it'll take place at the SAP Center in Dave Meltzer's backyard, almost literally, of San Jose, California. This show, of course, AEW, New Japan Pro Wrestling, CMLL, Stardom will all be taking place, or will all be taking part in this show. And for better or worse, this show will go to head-to-head with TNA Slammiversary, which is also scheduled for June 28th. So a big day upcoming over the summer, at least on June 28th. For pro wrestling. Now, I mentioned that there are like a million shows going on this week, and I will talk about some of them right now. I will talk later on about the WWE happenings that have taken place this week, both on Raw, NXT, what is upcoming on SmackDown Friday, although we don't know a whole lot, but we surely can speculate. But what I do know is that the weekend or the week has already started when it comes to wrestling action. It actually started last night with Big Valley Wrestling, but today here in Las Vegas, let's see what we have. At the FSW Arena, Boca Raton Championship Wrestling will take place. Headlined, I think, by Matt Riddle taking on Joe Coffey. We have Pandemonium Pro, whatever, forever, part of the Shooting Star Fest, which is a number of shows taking place at the Bazaar Bar for the Pandemonium Pro, if I can say it, championship. Wow, this is quite a match. Amira, who is a great independent talent from the Portland area, taking on Jenai Kai, who is a skilled shooter from the East Coast, and Stardom's Saya Lita. So quite a headliner there. That takes place at 2 p.m. The GCW Collective gets underway already at the Horseshoe. If you find yourself at the bar this weekend at the Horseshoe pool, well, there isn't one, so you got to go to the Paris pool. And luckily for me, now, that's where my wife works. So if you want to throw her a nice cash tip, if you ever thought about buying some merch or supporting old Filthy Tom, go to the bar on Sunday and put that cash right in her pocket and subsequently in mine. Anyways, the first show of the GCW Collective, I think, I don't want to misreport this, but I think is our old friend Ed in San Antonio's Poder Mania. And the headliner for the Poder Women's Championship, we have Brittany Blake, who I have had the pleasure of seeing wrestle quite a bit over the past few months, both here in Vegas and Relentless. She has been on AEW, amongst other programs, MLW as well. She will be taking on, well, the MLW Women's Champion, Shotzi Blackheart. So that match will be headlining Podermania at the GCW Collective, taking place at the Horseshoe. Also tonight, FSW Full Tilt 4. This is Coastal Championship Wrestling at Full Tilt 4. Full Tilt 4 is the, it's like the Collective, the Shooting Star Fest, the Suplex Symphony. It's a collective of shows. This at the FSW Arena, taking place at 5 p.m. Or, I'm sorry, let me look at this. Let me do the math. 5 p.m., headlined by Matt Riddle, taking on Ben Bishop. Also, Big Valley Wrestling tonight. Lights, Camera, Faction at the Goodman Plaza will headline, taking on a mystery team. The Shooting Star Fest, Unapologetic Pro tonight. Tiger Mask will make an appearance, teaming with CJ Tino, El Mexica, against Fidel Bravo, Ricky G, and Danny Rose. Dragon Gate at the GCW Collective tonight. Colorado Wrestling Connection at the FSW Arena with my man Royce Isaacs taking on my other man, Brett the Threat. But that is not the main event. The CSW, the Colorado Championship Wrestling title will be on the line as Manny Lemons takes on Ryzen. And Hybrid Wrestling and Pro Wrestling Unplugged have the Midnight Express at the GCW Collective. Sean Henderson presents High Stakes tonight, featuring John Gresham, Masato Tanaka, and Sean Henderson. And we will be back in the next segment with our special guest for the day, Dark Sheik, to talk about all of her upcoming shows for this WrestleMania weekend. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break. Wrestling Observer Live back on the air. Filthy Tom Waller holding down the show today. And I believe I am joined by our special guest on the other line, Dark Sheik. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you. It's so good to be here.
There we go. A familiar voice makes me feel at home. I've been talking to myself for 30 minutes. It can be quite sad at times. So, glad to have you on here. If you don't mind, could you give our listeners out there just a short introduction to yourself? I earlier said you are a wrestler, promoter, producer, entertainer, extraordinaire, but how would you describe yourself?
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. But, I've been wrestling since I was 14. I am Iranian, and hence the Sheik title. It was given to me, but I like to think I made it mine. I wrestled across the world with GCW and other promotions, Japan, UK, Germany, all over the United States, the far-off and exotic land of Canada. And I've run my own promotion called Hood Slam for 16 years to great success. And much like other Iranians, it feels often like we were sanctioned and left on our own, but it turned out well for us. Go figure.
Yeah, I was thinking about it last night when we were talking before the show, but like when I think about promoters in today's world of wrestling and especially independent wrestling, there are very few promoters who have been able to sustain shows for, you said, 16 years.
Yeah, I'm more surprised than anyone, I have to admit. I feel very blessed. But I think something that separates is that I am very into comic books and other forms of media. But, you know, there's a free guide on how to write a story with 7 or 12 people that a lot of wrestlers, I think, or promoters just don't pick up on, you know? You have a whole cast and crew, and you have a new issue every month, and you can really learn a lot from reading some X-Men or, you know, some far out stuff. I've been reading a lot of Warlock lately from the 70s, so, you know, it's a rabbit hole. Nonetheless, I have a different presentation to things, and a lot of it has been picked up on other companies, and I celebrate that. You know, let's all have fun.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think it's awesome to see what you've done. Like, I remember gosh, I guess it was probably 12, 15 years ago when Hood Slam started picking up some steam in the media, and it was a different presentation than what you see out of most wrestling places. And, you know, it's obviously very welcome, and I think the fan base has responded so well to it that now you have been able to branch out, and this week, amongst the other shows that you'll be participating in, you are in charge of the worst show all week.
That's right, you nailed it. It's the worst wrestling show all Mania week, and I guess I should like give it a little bit of backstory. I was given the opportunity to put on shows, and I honestly don't want to Vegas Mania week because it's hellish, you know. It should just be GCW and like whoever's local, if you ask me. But you know, and maybe WrestleCon. But it's 100 shows, and everyone's trying to do their best, and there's all these great talents from across the world. And I was like, well, you know, it's going to be hard to do the best show all week, but I think I could pull off the worst. That might be an easier nudge for me, just kind of lean into what I'm closer to than what I can afford. So here we are, you know, we're selling ideas is what we've come to. But also it's gotten an amazing roster. Shook D, Nixie, Beastman, CPA, myself, Anton, Dave Reckoning, who has been, like, I think, the rookie of the year. So many others. AC Unit Swamp Cooler will be there for a meet and greet. The Reverse Mermaid. I'm blown away by the people that have offered, you know, parts of their lives to be a part of this worst show, not knowing what match I will put them in yet. And I have only bad stipulations, exclusively bad stipulations.
Yeah, I was like trying to wrap my head around this because I was going over some of these shows that are upcoming for this week. And thanks to 5starnetwork.com, they have a WrestleMania week schedule that has most of the shows, or I imagine all of them, listed. And usually there's a card accompanying the show, but for the worst wrestling show all Mania week, it just has the people that you mentioned were scheduled to appear, and then all of these stipulations. So the wrestlers themselves do not know. This is like a spin the wheel, make the deal, worst show all week.
Yeah, except for the wheel is me and the deal is with the devil, because they don't know what I'm going to put them in yet. But I can tell you what's going to be there. The Falls Count Only Here match. And it's what it sounds like. And I don't think anyone's going to be able to guess where I'm going to put this X. X marks the spot, you know, and I can't wait. The double blindfold tag match. We all love a blindfold match, right? They've only gone great. So what if we did it with four people? I'm so excited.
I'm having so much fun looking at the roster of people and trying to figure out where I would put them. My favorite, of course, and I'm sure many other people's favorites, is the 2-5-5 guys in a 45-minute Iron Man match, the Pat McAfee special. But, like,
yeah.
Who? Kid Isaac might be 5-5? Maybe
you know
Chris
what?
James, if you chop him down to his knees.
He's got some stature to him, I have to say. But, I'll spill the beans right now. I think one of the best talents out of, what would you call it, the Northeast? I don't know what they say. But, New England area. There we go.
Yes, I am from that area, Sheik. I was born.
I'm glad I got it right. No disrespect. I'm a West Coast daughter, you know. I love where I'm from, too. But Sturdy Sal, the sturdiest wrestler on the planet, I don't know if you've seen him. You can't knock him over. It's incredible. But he'll be taking on, you guessed it, the mayor of Funtown, Kid Isaac. And a sponsor gave me more money to call it this, the Pat McAfee Memorial 45-minute Iron Man with 2-5-5 guys.
Oh, that's great. Is he going to be there? I know, like, Beer Zombies is kind of out of the way of some of the other areas, but it is more than worth it to go there. I am a patron myself of that brewery, and I love it. So,
yeah.
If Pat McAfee's there, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. They have some of the best beer in the state.
He hasn't told me he's not going to show up. So it's in the air. There's a chance.
All right.
And to put over Beer Zombies, it's terrific, and it's got air conditioning, by the way. It's a really classy sports bar, I think. But for some reason, they messed up and let me do a show there.
I think a lot of venues are messing up this week and letting people do shows there. You'll also be at Beer Zombies for the World's Greatest Wrestling Blackout Watch Parties. Is that correct?
Yeah. World's Greatest Wrestling, the accidental counterpart to what I'm putting on, will be in the same venue all week. And over the weekend, they'll be doing watch parties featuring wrestling as well, and food and beer. And myself, and Minoru Suzuki, and Jing Savani, and many other talented people. I definitely think it'll be a great place to commune and watch with your fellow fan and wrestler.
Hold on. You're telling me that I can go to Beer Zombies and I can watch WrestleMania and drink with you, Dark Sheik, and Minoru Suzuki at the same time?
Look, I'm excited about it. He is the best fit. I can't wait to see what bucket hat he has on this time.
He's going to be dressed far too nicely for Beer Zombies. He's going to have to tone it down a little, I think.
It blew my mind. The first time I saw it, it blew my mind. I was like, this man's stylish. Who knew with the black trunks? This man had such style.
Well, speaking of style, another show that has its own definite style that you are on, that is part of the collective at the Horseshoe, that is GCW with Effie's Big Gay Brunch. I believe Big Gay Brunch number 11. And you will be taking on Nyla Rose on that show.
Yeah, I am so excited. I'm a huge fan of Nyla, and I think we've both done a lot, and we deserve this. We should get to beat each other up in front of everyone. And I mean, every Big Gay Brunch, if you've seen me, I've main evented it 3 times already, and a lot of times I wasn't main event. It still was one of the best matches all week, whether it be with Shea Monet, Evie Surreal, that match, AC Mac. Like, I'm just going to tell you, like, at brunch, they give me time. They give me a place, and I really get to be the Sheik I want to be. So I hope people enjoy it. Also, Kida's there, Anton Voorhees, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Effie, and I mean, I don't know what to expect from that, but I can't wait to see it. I think Alley Catch is wrestling again, and that's nice. Steph DeLander, Brooke Havoc, I'll stop there.
Mana Moth.
I have a friend
who lives in Singapore who messaged me one day and said, hey, I went to a wrestling show. You've got to get Mana Moth in the States. And I said, hey, look, it's already too late. This man, he's been scouted by Effie, and he's part of it. So you will also be in the Immortal Cluster. I won't mention the second part of that show. But Dark Sheik, we have probably less than a minute if you want to get in. Any plugs, tell the people where they can find you on social media, and take it from there. We'll go to a break.
Yes, I'm at Dark Sheik FTF. You can go to slam.town for the stuff that I do. See me in the cluster. Just kind of pray for wrestling. We have a lot of things going on. The soul is sick. We call these people our indie gods. Then they abandon us, and you act like it doesn't hurt, but it hurts. And seeing the people that we platform and call our progressive idols then rub shoulders with the people that we know don't agree, it hurts. And I just want to say, as Sheikah, as someone who cares about the soul of wrestling, I see these things and the other things that happen, you know, fake stabbings and lies and abusers, and it hurts. And I say, but I feel you're hurt too, and it's okay to admit that that bothers you. And let's all just kind of pray for wrestling and a better tomorrow.
All right, thank you so much, Sheik. We'll be back after the break. Observer Live back on the air. I'd like to thank Dark Sheik once again for coming on in the middle segment and talking about the world's worst show all week. Some of those stipulations are, well, they're quite frankly unbelievable, which I think is the belief, or that the... that's what they want. The chosen, whatever. Let's just move on. Good to have Dark Sheik on. World's Worst Show. Check it out. So we had Monday Night Raw take place, and this was a setup, of course, for WrestleMania Nights 1 and two, Saturday and Sunday. And we had a contract signing take place. I'll get through some of the bigger happenings, I guess. The contract signing take place between Brock and Oba. They did it separately due to the giant brawl that they were involved in last week where they were unable to sign the contract. So there was a segment early on where Brock Lesnar came out, he signed the contract, Paul Heyman put him over. And then later on in the show, Oba Femi came out, he signed the contract, Paul Heyman then came out and told him, hey, look, you're really good. You're an awesome specimen, but you're no Brock Lesnar. He's going to beat you. And when you want to rebuild your career after he defeats you at WrestleMania, you can come to me. And Oba told him off. It was great. The crowd loved it. And this match has been probably the best built. I mean, I don't think that's a stretch to say, even though it's been pretty basic. The excitement behind this match, I think, beats out all the other ones. And we're going to see two big meaty men bumping meat on Sunday night on ESPN. So I'm looking forward to that one. I Show Speed did some training with Logan Paul and Austin Theory. He's apprehensive about wrestling in the six-man at Mania, but they told him, hey, lock in and get this bread. So then they had a heel training montage in which I Show Speed came out looking triumphant. All right. Charlotte versus Lyra took place. I don't have much to say about it other than they ran back the interference finishes they've been doing in all of these women's singles matches leading to the big multi-team women's tag title match at WrestleMania. This match had Bayley cheating to win, helping Lyra, as Charlotte had helped Alexa defeat Bayley on SmackDown. We had a Penta promo. This was followed by Stephanie Vaquer being interviewed by Kathy Kelly. This never got underway as they did sort of a callback to last week's attack by Stephanie backstage as Liv jumped Stephanie from behind in the ring and shoved her headfirst into Kathy Kelly. Then she jumped on Steph with punches. The officials came out, pulled them apart. They broke apart, brawled again until they were pulled apart again. Io Sky talked to Jackie Redmond. The Usos and LA Knight beat the MFTs. Gunther and Seth Rollins had a pull apart. Io Sky was defeated by Kairi after interference from Asuka. And Javon Evans and Dragon Lee defeated Rusev and JD McDonagh. And then Rusev laid out everybody in the ladder match and stood tall. And then the show ended with Roman Reigns and CM Punk talking about how much they hated each other, then what they liked about the other guy, and then they agreed to hate each other. And Roman Reigns said on Sunday, it'll be a new when he takes back the WWE, takes control of it, takes it to the top where it's worth every dollar. So two odd storylines at the top for the two main events. They are trying to convince us that this WrestleMania on some level is a economic failure. And they're pushing the idea that we need some real men back on top of this WWE. So we'll see what happens. We need some real stars. This CM Punk, he's not a real star. This Cody Rhodes, he's not a real star. We need Randy Orton and Roman Reigns back on top. We had NXT Revenge. Now, this is only week one of Revenge. We had Stand and Deliver 2 weekends ago. That should have been the big WrestleMania kind of go-home show for the year for NXT, the culmination of all of the year's storylines. Tony D won the belt finally after enacting his plan when he returned. But already we've got NXT Revenge week one, And we will have week two next week. So week one was started with a rematch from Stand and Deliver. This was between Jada Parker, Miss Parker, as she once again took on Kalani Jordan after Vic gave everyone a plug for this week's big upcoming awesome scintillating can't wait, can't miss event, the Gronk Beach Party. We had Kalani working over Parker's leg. She bent it across the steel post like the submission expert that she is. And, you know, they've always got to do some 50-50 booking. You got to get your win back. And Kalani Jordan won. We had Ricky Saints backstage. He's talking with Shiloh Hill. Shiloh Hill is acting all wacky as normal. And Ethan Page comes in. He interrupts. He and Ricky Saints argue back and forth about who escalated their feud, who's been at the root of the hard feelings between the two of them over this title, the NXT title. And Page proposed that Ricky Saints help him help himself, help him help himself, and help Page win the world title. And then Page will give Saints the first shot. They agreed to agree, and they hugged. Joe Hendry had a concert. This is worth it just to hear Booker T every week, every chance he gets, sing this song. We believe, yeah. Oh, we believe. Oh, Joe Hendry. They could have stopped the segment. They could have stopped the entire show because this wasn't getting any better than Booker T singing Joe Hendry's song. You know what? I may go buy my tickets. I may go to F4WOnline.com/Vegas right now, buy my tickets for the big Vinny V karaoke bash, and I might show up and sing Joe Hendry's song in the tone of Booker T. How about that? Oh, yeah. Do we believe? So Hendry was singing. Keanu Carver came out. They got into it. Hendry whacked him with the guitar. Carver no-sawed it. Then he mauled him. Two nerds came out. They're like, Vic is like, you need more guys than that. And he was right. These nerds got annihilated. So more nerds came out. And they were hanging out with Hendry, tending to him on the outside. Carver ran full speed, tackled four guys. Hendry was busted open here. I went back and looked. He actually, it's kind of fortunate, I guess, unless I find out he's injured or something. But when he whacked Keanu Carver with the guitar, I think a sliver of wood or something cut his head because he was bleeding from that. But it was a great visual at the end as he was tackled through the dasher boards along with a few other guys and came up bleeding. So Carver looked like a beast there. We had Callie Armstrong taking on Skylar Rae. And I believe Skylar Rae was like the winner of LFG season 2 along with Shiloh Hill, maybe season 3. I don't remember, but I remember she was on the show with him when he debuted, but we have not really seen her much since then, if at all, along with Callie Armstrong making her debut here on the NXT main roster. I guess she has been on Evolve. She was feuding with Kendall Gray in the past. But I like this match. Armstrong planted Rae with a spine buster, looked brutal. Shoulder tackled her in the corner, gave her a bulldog style power slam. Rae fought back, but got punched. She fought back again, hit a nice satellite DDT, got nailed flying midair with another punch. Callie gave her a power slam. Then Callie Armstrong started hitting the ropes. And it's not like she's as fast as Nathan Frazier, because nobody is. And she didn't need to be, because what followed after she hit the ropes, when she hit Skylar Rae with a shoulder tackle here in 2026 as a finisher, I assure you that this is an S-tier finish. She leveled Skylar Rae. She made the Ultimate Warrior look like child's play. She ran through her with this shoulder tackle. This was the best. I think this is the best shoulder tackle I've ever seen in my life. And damn it, it should be her finish. And it was. I really enjoyed this match, especially considering the experience level of these two women. There was a backstage promo with Blake Monroe, the Vanity Project, and Robert Stone. Robert Stone let them know that he's going to allow Tatum to pick a stipulation for their upcoming match for Paxley's title, that Monroe, she has like a replica of it and is claiming to be the champion, but she ain't. We had Ethan Page take on Tony D for the NXT title. Saints came out ringside. He got pulled underneath by a mysterious figure, which ended up being Shiloh Hill, who had him hogtied, took him to the back. Page gave Tony D a neck breaker on the floor, took control of the match. He hit a power slam off the top, a great top rope splash, and got a near fall. Page grabbed the belt. I don't know what he was thinking. The ref stopped him. They kind of struggled over it, and then the belt ended up on the floor. Tony D gave Page, or I'm sorry, Page gave Tony D an ego's edge right on the title. The ref inexplicably allows it, but All Ego only got two. Page tried to powerbomb him outside of the announce desk, but Tony slammed him in the boards with a full Nelson, speared him on the desk, hit the choke slam in the ring, and Ethan Page was dead to rights as Tony D retained the title. Miles Bourne was, he did a promo running down Dark State. Saquon Sugars tried to attack him at the chagrin, much to the chagrin of Dion Lennox. But Miles Bourne beat up Sugars, and they went running. They got into it backstage later on. Dark State did. They continued to argue, but Saquon Sugars walked off. We had Dorian Van Dukes take on EK Prosper under speed rules. This was a speed match, and it ruled. EK Prosper won with a moonsault. They went fast. They did a ton of stuff like they're supposed to. DVD missed a shooting star. Prosper hit the moonsault, and he will take on Lexus King next week in the speed finals. Tatum said she wants Blake in a casket match. And then Lola Vice defended her newly won NXT women's title against former champ JC Jane. This match was solid, as you'd imagine. I don't think the crowd believed JC Jane was going to win. I think everyone is expecting her to be called up to the main roster after WrestleMania, as I am. Fatal Influence tried to interfere. It didn't work. Lola hit the back fist as a counter to the rolling encore, and she got the pin. Chaos ensued afterwards with all these women laying each other out and a big brawl. And, you know, hey, Brian didn't see it, but I enjoyed this show of NXT, of course. We'll be back in the final segment, Wrestling Observer Live. What's up, everybody? Back here in the final segment of Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler taking it home for us today. Like I said throughout the show, like, this is the biggest week of the year for most people when it comes to wrestling. There are so many shows that you can go support if you are here in Las Vegas. If you are not here in Las Vegas, there are a number of streaming services that you could go on and find out how to watch some of these shows. I mentioned earlier, I was looking at the website Five Star Network that had all of these shows listed. It also has the links to where you could watch these shows, where you can buy tickets. So thank you to Five Dash. It's actually like, you know, the hyphen thing. Is that what it is? Dash, whatever. Five Star Network, but there's dashes in there. Just search it up. Anyways, thanks to them for having the rundown of what seems to be every show on Mania weekend. If they missed one, you know, hey, no harm, no foul, because nobody else is doing the work gathering all of the info. So if you're in Las Vegas, go to some shows. Maybe you'll see me. I will be going around. I think I will be at the FSW Arena tonight for the Colorado Wrestling Connection show. Maybe I'll be at some shows tomorrow. I've got some friends wrestling at the Horseshoe, amongst other places. Hey, if you're here in Vegas, maybe I'll see you. But if not, this is your week. This is your week for great wrestling action, not only at WrestleMania. Like I said, we are going to have Cody Rhodes against Randy Orton, which I'm sure will be a great match. We will have Seth Rollins against Gunther, which will be a spectacular professional wrestling contest. And the big one, the one that we're all looking forward to the most, big meaty men bumping meat on ESPN, Obafemi and Brock Lesnar. I will be back with you once again tomorrow. Thanks for spending the last hour with me. And have a great week. Get over this hump. Wrestling Observer Live.